We are currently in the middle of another exciting NBA season. Join Tim Roy and the crew on KINS 106.3 for all your Golden State Warriors basketball action.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
A few days ago, in an interview, Reverend Jerry Falwell Jr. proclaimed that he would call for civil disobedience if Virginia's gun bill passes. Reverend Falwell has run his flag up the pole of Second Amendment rights. I wonder if it ever occurs to him that his position is contrary to the teachings of Jesus. Jesus spoke powerfully against his followers arming themselves. For example, when Jesus, knowing that the end was near, was about to be taken captive by the Roman soldiers in the Garden of Gethsemane, this happened. Suddenly, one of those who was with Jesus put his hand on his sword, drew it, and struck the slave of the high priest, cutting off his ear. Then Jesus said to him, "Put your sword back into its place, for all who take the sword will perish by the sword." What did Jesus mean when he said, "All who take the sword will perish by the sword"? He meant that the sword appears to be a way to preserve life, but it's just the opposite. Think of all those who have taken up arms to protect themselves only to be killed by them. But even more, the term perish in this verse is also the word used in John chapter 3. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish but have eternal life." Clearly, to perish has ominous implications. To perish is to lose your soul. Can Jesus express any more clearly the futility of war in general and Christian violence in particular? Violence begets more violence. Of course, there is a just war theory that Christian theologians support. The state does have the divine mandate to protect its people. But whenever the state brags about the sword disproportionately, and still more ominously, whenever a church claims the sword for her own, Jesus' proverb comes true: "All who take up the sword will perish by the sword." If Jesus were to reappear today in America, is it likely he'd be a gun-toting Second Amendment gun rights advocate? I think he'd preach, "All who take up the gun will perish by the gun." I find it ironic that the conservative side of the church is increasingly full of militias, conspiracy groups, and theories that invoke the name of Jesus while reaching for their guns with the same breath. The Gospels and the Sermon on the Mount make it clear: the way of Jesus is the way of nonviolence. True, the cross was a bloody, violent miscarriage of justice. However, Jesus was not the perpetrator, but the victim. Thus, his followers for the first three centuries of the church were well known for refusing to serve in the Roman army. In the end, when he was about to die, Jesus fulfilled his earlier teaching from the Sermon on the Mount. "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist the one who is evil. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also." Most fundamentalist Christians prefer the teachings of Paul. Okay. In Romans, Paul writes, "Beloved, never avenge yourselves." In light of these, I'd like to see a good dose of Jesus' teachings injected into American Christianity. Those who follow Jesus are summoned to take up the cross and follow him. In sum, God, not the gun, is the Christian's protector and shield. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.